This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cantankerous is the word. Let's start it off, Super Don. I'm feeling like we got into the show just like moments before and we were both agitated. I'm thinking this is going to bode well. This is going to be so good. It's like two cranky old guys on radio. You definitely want to listen in tonight. Well, you know, I had to get up extra early. I didn't even shave or shower. It was like, it's embarrassing, but I don't care. I was on the Lillian McDermott show. Did you see any of that?
I saw the really cool YouTube post that she put out yesterday. Haven't had a chance to listen to it. How did it go?
It was cool. Thematically, I'm loving the warm up because every time I put it out, when somebody asks me, what do you want to talk about on the show today, Robert? You know, if I'm being interviewed, I'm saying neurological degradation. Let's talk neurodegradation. She's like, yeah, let's do it. So I'm getting really, by the time I get to Canada for total health, dude, look out, nervous systems. We're going to be healing them everywhere. I'm very excited about that. So.
Awesome.
So it should be chilling out, not being agitated, but it was like, you know, the best laid plans. I'm opening the show. I'm having to do all these things to get ready, and now I can't do it till we're on the show right now, which we're doing. By the way, welcome, everybody. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. And those of you following along, the bouncing ball, as they used to say, it's the bouncing bell. And I'm bouncing through this show. You can watch me on YouTube. And I had to reset the studio because I was, you know, doing that video feed this morning on the other show with Lillian. So I switched up the visuals and all that. So I was like, ah, you know, I didn't think about it. And I'm getting calls from people that are needing help right before showtime. And I don't want to say no, and I don't. And I'm doing that, too.
Okay. See, now, yeah. I guess I'll forgive you now because we didn't have our show chat before the show until, like 30 seconds before we went on air. So now I understand. You were helping people.
Well, yeah, I wasn't slacking. I mean, I admit it.
You weren't taking a nap on the couch like I was?
Right. No, I was not.
Okay, gotcha.
And I would say it because I'll come on here and go, I'm sleepy tonight. I'm not. I'm feeling pretty good. I got out in the garden, threw some the worm castings on there. All the plants are good. Strawberries coming out, really. We got some rain today. So I'm actually really pumped up, excited about the day and the evening. In fact, I'm really excited because our buddy Paul Bertero is going to join us from Echo Water. And Dr. Daryl Joffrey. Get off your acid. Will you get off your acid, Super Don?
Yeah,
come on, man.
Get off your acid. Well, I did when
get
you called me to talk about the show, so.
You did, I know. Look, it's ringing. Ringy-dingy. Pen ringy-dingy. Wake up.
All right, fine.
So why did I say get off your acid? You have to see the book. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Daryl Joffrey, good guy. Met him through The Truth About Cancer. And, man, I'm excited to have him on board today because his book is finally dropping, and you can get it. Through Amazon or where are you going to get it from?
I think
guess what?
I mean, it came out today, right? I know it's on Amazon. It had today's date. Yeah.
Today is the day, and we're here—the first outreach to the world with Dr. Daryl Joffrey. And I see the lead-in by Kelly Ripa, and contributors to this book include Robert Scott Bell and Paul Bertero. I think that's really cool. So we're getting our information.
I think there's even a quote in there from Ty Bollinger.
Yeah, Ty gives it a little plug as well, which is great. Yeah. Very excited about that. Now, what I'm not excited about is acetaminophen and ibuprofen. I haven't been excited about those since I woke up one day and said, you know, my gosh, those things are toxic poisons, and people take them like they're candy.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of that time years ago when we were on another network and we were doing the show, and suddenly this commercial came on, right? And it was Advil.
It was Tylenol.
Okay.
Dude, yeah. Advil wouldn't have got me as riled up. I would have been riled up, but Tylenol really got me. Because even back then, 10 years plus ago, I realized I knew, as you do now, if you haven't been listening to the show, you do now, you will now, the number one reason for people checking into the emergency room in the United States for liver failure, acute liver failure, is, guess what, Tylenol. That over-the-counter drug that seemingly, it's approved by the FDA, so it must be okay. And yet, this headline irks me even worse than Tylenol. Because it says, taking acetaminophen during pregnancy may reduce fertility of daughters. Now, why does the headline irk me? Because if you're, listen, I get it, you're worried about your offspring. You should be. But my gosh, I'm worried about the life and health of the mom and the baby simultaneously, because you're taking something that is so liver toxic. At a time when the body is desperately trying to keep that baby safe and clean and that mom alive and well to bring on new life. And their only recognition with this new years down the road, you might find out that your daughter is less likely to have children. And of course, I get that. I recognize and acknowledge it. It may in fact be true. But my number one concern is liver toxicity, because you may never even complete the pregnancy. You take enough Tylenol. You get so toxic. There are big, big problems that are very acute and immediate. So to bring this up, I'm like, if you're still taking Tylenol and it takes you thinking about your daughter not being able to have a baby, you've missed the real acute toxicity that is my point here. Maybe it's a horrible point that I'm making. Because there's so many other things that once they're born, successfully, hopefully, healthily, that mom, if you're not aware, you're going to be subjecting your daughter to, including, well, especially vaccines and especially Gardasil. You want to guarantee infertility, that's about as close as you can get on top of all the other vaccinations. So, again, I'm just hedging my perspective here because, yes, I'm glad that they're making people aware that, yeah, it could be dangerous for the next generation.
Well, And listen, this is not the first thing that we've heard about acetaminophen. I mean, there are studies and things coming out on a fairly regular basis that are pointing out more and more. I think one of the other ones we covered was about cardiac events. And so they're showing, after all of these years, right, I think even now, correct me if I'm wrong, you still see commercials where they're like, Tylenol, you know, number one recommended pain reliever from doctors, right? So, yeah. I mean, it's still one of those things where it's still like the number one, and hospitals will brag about, oh, Tylenol, you know, take Tylenol for this and that, whatever. But, you know, in this world, we want things to be, gender equality is important, right? I mean, you know, you see people talking about, you know, you've got, well, what about the girls? What about the boys? You know, everything's got to be equal. We don't want to disappoint today.
So we're not going to. We're going to go to the boys. By the way, Tylenol to reduce fever? No! Don't do it. Homeopathic belladonna for children, homeopathic phosphorus for adults, or anywhere in between. And you want to reduce a fever safely, not suppressing it, okay? Because that's dangerous, too. And it makes things worse. Even Sanjay Gupta doesn't seem to know that, even though he's a brain surgeon. All right, girls, we got you. What about the boys? Well, it turns out another NSAID, ibuprofen, linked to male infertility. So, boys, take your ibuprofen if you don't want to have children. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that takes Tylenol, every girl that takes, or every pregnant mom takes Tylenol. No, it's not every one of them. But they're showing some level of a correlation or a connection here, and now with the boys, too. Because I know there are men out there that have taken a lot of ibuprofen and they still had children. But if the risk is real, it's going to compound other risks that are also real. Now, we've talked about ibuprofen impacting the GI tract as well as the kidneys. A lot of kidney damage due to ibuprofen, which means there's also an impact on the liver. You don't get one without the other. And so the inevitability is if it's hitting the urinary system for men, it could end up hitting things that are close by the urinary system. Could be, you know of them, they're called gonads. And apparently there is an impact for men that are taking ibuprofen. Now, this is not about men who are pregnant, because we're not aware of any of those, like we were about women who are pregnant.
Well, you see those stories every once in a while.
Every once in a while. But Advil, Motrin, two of the brand names for ibuprofen. Again, this is, there are so many ways to reduce or relieve pain and headaches. I mean, isn't that the real reason why people are taking this stuff, headaches? Is it like workout muscle pains like Joe Montana?
Yeah, I mean, it's recommended for all kinds of things. You know, I mean, headaches is one, and that's what people probably think of the most at first. Mm-hmm. But, you know, muscle aches and back aches and, you know, sore feet or, you know, sometimes dental pain and stuff. You know, it's kind of just the go-to catch-all for pain, right?
All right. Listen, I get it if you don't know about the things we know about here. But I would urge you that if you ever do resort to those drugs, that it's a very quick hit. You're not going to take it more than a couple of days. Honestly, don't do it. And if you have to rely on that, then you've got to look deeper at the source of the pain and safer ways to, moderate the pain or modulate the pain. We've used white willow bark tincture in our family for years. That's the basis for aspirin. The herb, the white willow bark tincture. We've used arnica if it's injury, inflammation. Of course, we know systemic inflammation is associated with a lack of omega-3 essential fatty acids. Good fats, including saturated fats, also can reduce some of the pain and inflammation associated with the reason people are reaching for Tylenol and ibuprofen. We also look to now CBD, cannabidiol. And the raw, the CBDA that you find in the green, was it? No, the red label, if you will, at CB Sciences. That works like an analgesic. So that's another option. If you have that physical pain, you can use the CBDA that you can find in the raw form, or if they heat it up a little bit, carboxylate it, use the green form, try that. And if you really need the heavy hitter stuff for CBD, pain relief to some degree, or the anxiety associated with the pain, go for the gold. And you can do that by going to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Have them ship it directly to you in case you're having to deal with local yahoos in Muscatine, Iowa, at the police department. Have them ship it direct to you. And use the code RSB15 to get 15% off while you're at it. And you will not risk your children not having children. Especially if, you know, that's in your future. Wouldn't you like it to have grandkids? I mean, Super Don's leading the way on grandkids, isn't he? With more on the way?
Yeah, we'll have four and probably counting here sometime this year.
So when are they going to be old enough to spell you, right? Grandpa, get out of the way. I'm gonna produce the Robert Scott Bell Show so you can take a nap.
Yeah. Super Don next generation, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about. Is there a Super Don grandkid? All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to sweat it out in the next segment and talk about why that's good for you and how a sauna can be that answer, including to reduce headaches.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Okay, I'll just read some notes, I guess, or comments from those of you watching on YouTube. I know ibuprofen is designed to reduce inflammation. I know that. And I still say limit your exposure to it, even if you have to resort to it. I get that. We talk about that with Dr. Bitar. If you have to use those OTCs, it's designed to be used, you know, quick hit, get on, get off, right? An acute, but if you can use Arnica and that succeeds, I would rather have you do that. That's all I'm saying. I realize there's a place for even OTC drugs. I'm not a big fan, but I'm not, what would you say? I'm not religiously intolerant. If you choose it, I don't excommunicate you from the Robert Scott Bell Show. Do I?
That's awful generous of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
El Commandant.
Mom just joined. Hi, Mom. Welcome. You're late. I guess, do you have a note from... Well, who would give Mom a note when she's late for the show? She's joining us watching.
No one gives Mom a note.
That's right. She can show up. You can show up whenever you want, Mom. You don't have to apologize.
She doesn't need no stinking badges.
Right. But I need a stinking sauna. I gave my sauna to Paul to take to Mike Adams because they did some filming a couple of days ago. And the one I had Paul send to you. Have you gotten your sauna yet?
I have not, no.
Darn, mail is slow or whatever service it is.
I'm waiting for it because you told me it has armholes.
It does have armholes.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the pictures I'm going to take with the sauna with armholes. That's going to be fun.
Well, yeah, it's like you'll be like Super Don will be like this. Ah, the arms are going everywhere. It's so fun. The arms can stick out. All right, so scientists now are on board with the idea of sauna bathing, right? Getting in a sauna, sweating it up. And it's not news to you or me, I hope it's not. But if it is, great news. You can link it up. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And University of Eastern Finland have shown that sauna bathing is associated with a variety of health benefits. Now, it's kind of crazy in Finland because you'll go into the sauna naked and run out and jump and roll around in the snow. That's the kind of, they'll do that in Canada too. Canada crazy. Maybe in Minnesota they do that. I don't know.
People are
they
nuts.
Don't do it. They don't do it where I am.
Yeah.
But they find that sauna bathing is associated with a reduced risk of coronary diseases and sudden cardiac death.
Yeah.
Dude, that already blows away statin drugs. Not even a close contest. Get a sauna. Reducing hypertension, even Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Ooh, I got to add that into the mix, Super Don.
There
right?
you go.
Very timely.
There you go.
Because when you are able to relinquish fat-soluble toxins by heating the body safely, particularly now with far-infrared technology that we have, and you can get this, by the way, we'll talk to Paul later, at the Synergy Science Sauna. It's made of bamboo, renewable resource, awesome, low EMF. It's just, and two armholes for Super Don. And and a little ozone, too. So you got this ability to reduce the burden on your liver and kidneys to help facilitate the things that normally it would take a lot of exercise outdoors in the summer sun to get you that kind of level of sweat benefit or sweat equity. Can we call it that, sweat equity? You know, putting it into your health bank account by getting in the sauna and sweating like that. Even in the winter, maybe especially. Like I said, I use it less in the summer because I can sweat in a second. I go outside and I'm like, I'll get on the bike. It takes a lot more layers of clothing when I'm biking in the winter to get that sweat on so I can get in the sauna. Frequent bathing in the sauna has also been associated with reduced risk of respiratory diseases and lowered CRP levels, C-reactive protein. That means there is evidence of reduction of systemic inflammation within the body by getting in the sauna. And it just, in the wintertime, it just feels great. Who are you kidding, man? 0 degrees out there. Ben, I know you want a sauna. There's just, they're probably not going to spring for one at GCN to have everybody, you know, get one sauna. All the board ops can get in it on the commercial.
Well,
probably won't happen.
But they get one for everybody. Just put it right there in front of the board. It has armholes. You can work and be in the sauna at the same time.
But my memory is that they're standing up at the board. I think most of the boards there were stand up, Ben. You can confirm if my memory's right. You're standing up at the board.
Are you standing? Are you standing?
There's stand up boards. Well, but we have like these chairs that are really high, really tall chairs.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I do. But so regardless, you would have to put the sauna on a platform to sit high enough up to do a lot of the board hopping at GCN. But still, I'll have to talk to somebody there. See, maybe George wants to spring for a sauna. Maybe for spring stuff.
That'd be great.
You guys will warm up in a hurry. You can tolerate the winters in Minnesota a whole lot easier.
Board ops don't get saunas. You know what? Board ops are lucky to get chairs, let alone a
sauna. You know what they do?
That's true.
They give you
that's actually very true.
Actually, what you get out of the board ops, they take the towel that's soaked with sweat from the session that was just completed, and they wring it over your head. And they say, see, that was what it would have been like if you were sweating in the sauna, but you don't get to go in it. I know, they're mean to board ops. We try to be nice to them. All right, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Go to robertswater.com. Learn about the bamboo sauna, low EMF, the kind that we use here on the show. Back with a question of the day, homeopathic related, after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Taking you right here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and broadcasting live on radio, of course, initially, and then it becomes archives at GCN and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and UK Health Radio and SoundCloud, and simulcasting tonight per five of the 6 nights or days and nights of the week. We are simulcasting on YouTube, and you can check that out by going to robertscottbell.com. In the notes, there are links, including I've updated a lecture, new lecture, February 3rd at the Health Basket in Central Florida. I'm going to be talking CBD for brain and neurological health,
and that's coming up on a Saturday, the day off that I do. See, even then, I'm going to be bringing some healing to you. So come on down and see me at the Health Basket. Again, you're not sure where that is, you just link it. It's hyperlinked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All right, Super D, what's going on? We got more articles we got to cover, or should we go somewhere else?
Let's go somewhere else in honor of the great listeners that we have to this show. I think, how about we do a question of the day?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got a question of the day from someone who could answer a lot of the questions of the day, Judy Masters. Judy is one of the teachers, instructors. She's with Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. And if y'all haven't signed up for classes through Trinity, what are you waiting for? We need more real healers out there. Judy hosted us, Paul and I, at their big event in Minnesota when it was a lot warmer up there. We had a great time. Great. In fact, the main picture for the show notes today was taken at that Trinity School event where Paul is wearing a Trinity School shirt. Of course, I didn't get a shirt. I was second fiddle that there, but that's all right. I bought one of those etched glass, the water bottles with a little bit of the silicone rubber around them, so if you drop them, mm-hmm. they won't break. And it has mm-hmm. the Trinity School, which is awesome. We love the Trinity School. And Judy, you are awesome. She's hilarious, too. Fun. We had a good time there. She says, hey, Robert, Judy Masters here, instructor for Trinity School of Natural Health. Thank you for all of your amazing participation in Minneapolis last year. We all had a great time and enjoyed learning from you. Well, thanks. Invite me back. I'd love to come back and do it again. My question is about the recent repeated efforts to remove reclassify homeopathy. Several of our students and grads are homeopaths and have been asking what would be the most effective actions to take in support of health and homeopathic freedom. Thanks in advance and hope to see you again very soon, Judy. Well, okay, your question is one of what can we do? Most effective actions to take in support of health and homeopathic freedom. Well, there's the short term and there's a long term. The short term, of course, is to, you know, find that the comment period is still open in terms of you want to comment on what Scott Gottlieb at FDA said about cracking down on homeopathy. I think this is much like Jeff Sessions saying he's going to crack down on medical marijuana in the states. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be a whole lot different. In fact, the only thing that Scott Gottlieb at FDA can do is what they're basically authorized to do already under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and its regulation of homeopathy as an over-the-counter or alleged prescription drug item or items. That is, as long as the companies that are manufacturing these remedies are labeling them according to the FDA, you know, perspectives, and they're manufactured according to the Homeopathic Pharmacopeia of the United States, there's not a whole heck of a lot you need to do other than put some comments in to show what a dunderhead Scott Gottlieb is for saying homeopathy is dangerous in any way, shape, or form. The reality of what he said, the manifestation of how it's going to be, is going to be a big, what we call a homeopathic nothing burger. Is there such a thing? It's so small.
Is there
you can't
such a thing
it?
As I've never heard of homeopathic nothing burger? That's it's interesting.
It's,
yeah.
It's actually bigger and more powerful than a regular nothing burger, except you really can't see it.
Let's see. How would you make a homeopathic nothing burger? You'd probably take like the Trump dossier and dilute that down.
Have to triturate it first and then swish it around in a power blender before you begin the dilution due to Brownian motion in the water. Okay. Speaking of water, we'll get into that. But, it's a good question, Judy. It really is. What can we do, right, as homeopaths? What can we do to support health and homeopathic freedom? So, again, I'm going to go out to the health freedom because that's the bigger issue. Homeopathy is classified as a drug, all right? I would like it that the FDA was out of all of this altogether and that we would once again embrace the First Amendment for all that it is worth. And that means you'll be able to, you know, speak truthfully, honestly, openly, and freely about all of the substances as a homeopath or a naturopath or a holistic healthcare provider can do. So on some level, I think what we need to do is continue to work on the state level towards nullification, much like we've seen success, again, 30 states and the District of Columbia have told the feds, pound sand on the issue of prohibition of cannabis, even though Jeff Sessions pretended to say, well, not so fast. No, you're not going to get it back, Jeff. But the point is we need to expand that concept. The feds are not authorized in the Constitution to tell me what I can or cannot do for my health and healing, who I can contract with, to receive services or to provide services. And to make sure we roll back the concept and the actuality, if you will, of licensure of all of the healthcare providers in America. Or if it's just in your state. Because licensure is a protective monopoly that limits competition, stifles innovation, and increases costs for what is deemed to be healthcare, but by definition is really disease management, creation, and promotion. Even in states that license homeopathy, I would not accept a license in those states as a homeopath. I wouldn't. Because I do not believe in asking for permission where it's not required. And when it comes to healing, that is my birthright, that is your birthright. The opportunity to provide healing for others or to receive it from those we engage in a contractual way, in a covenanted way, in a way that doesn't involve third parties, whether they be insurance schemes, federal, state, semi-private or private. This has to be a sacred relationship once again, whether you're a homeopath, naturopath, or otherwise. Reestablish the sacred relationship of the healer to those who would come to that healer for help or guidance. Teaching. Remember, doctor, teacher, healer. All right, that's kind of an overview. I don't have a lot of extra time, Judy, but I'm glad you asked the question. In fact, I should get you on, Judy Masters from Trinity Health, and we can talk about that on the air together. I would love that. Nothing more, though. I would love that. So, Judy, reach out to me and let me know when you're available. Now, let's move on. There's a judge we got to talk about. Is this a happy judge story or a sad judge story, Super Don? Is it a good judge or a bad judge?
I think this is a good judge.
Okay. Judge urges action on 100% man-made opioid crisis. This is a judge after my own heart. What have I been saying about this? This is an FDA man-made created crisis. This is not a crisis of God, unless you talk about the absence of God in your life driving you to addiction, right? To drugs to fulfill a need, a hole in your heart. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, this man-made crisis could have been averted had the FDA done its job even. Not that I'm a fan of the FDA, but had they done their job, they would have said, you don't bring these opioids in here. Because the studies that you show me that it's not addictive are bogus. And we've talked about that on the air, have we not, Super Don?
Many times, where the prescription opioids have dwarfed the illicit drug problem that people had talked about. Oh, the dogs are
great. Yeah, the dogs want in. You know, spray them down with some CBD and let them chill elsewhere. what a mean host talking ill of the dogs. Well, you know, they got to know when to bark and when not to bark. That was not a barking moment. But it worked because the alert. No, it's okay. The alert is on. This judge is overseeing more than 180 lawsuits against drug companies brought by local communities across the country, including California, Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Municipalities inside San Joaquin County in California, Portsmouth, Ohio, and Huntington, West Virginia. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We've talked about morgues having to expand. They don't have enough room for the dead bodies being brought in due to the deaths from the opioid crisis. This, and what's interesting, I think, is it the end of this story they talk about? Yes. He talks about this, they liken this opioid epidemic to the epidemic of the flu in 1918, the Spanish influenza that killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. Because they say, one key difference, this is 100% man-made, they say. But I would digress, or let's say disagree a bit with that, because when we look at the terrain in 1917, leading up World War I, the finale, the poverty, the dead bodies laying, I mean, you're talking about malnutrition, and I would argue that the Spanish flu, whatever it actually was, of 1918, was largely man-made, and in fact, the treatment for a lot of the man-made Spanish flu caused the deaths that were attributed to it. We've talked about aspirin, the medical doctors prescribing aspirin, how it suppressed immunity, and did not do well by those who took it and actually caused them great harm. Again, iatrogenicide is not new. It's been going on a long time. And so that's a key connection, in fact, to the 1918 Spanish flu. Man-made aspects to both, but 100% man-made. You can't argue for even a little bit natural-made. 100% man-made crisis, and this judge has got it right. Very good. Now, let's go to Maine and Governor LePage. I think we've covered LePage before. I just
sounds
don't have
familiar.
Good feelings. I don't have good memories or good feelings about this Governor LePage in Maine. Do you? I just, my sense about him is that we're not.
Yeah, I want to say that the story that we cover, and this is, I could be wrong, but I think it had to do with legalization of cannabis, I want to say, is the, one of the reasons why we brought him up before.
Okay, so he's now back in the news, and he is trying to prevent pharmacies there. Now we're talking allopathic medicine. Allopathic pharmacies, he wants to prevent them from dispensing allopathic naloxone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the antagonist, the counter agent, if you will, when someone comes in with an overdose scenario. So I got to ask you, Super Don, what the hell is this governor thinking? I mean, does he want more people to die from opioid overdose? I mean, what's going on with LePage there? This guy, he's off his rocker.
Well, all right. First, I'll go ad hominem. He's a douchebag. Okay. Okay. Now that I got that out of the way. LePage is one of those guys. I'm going to guess he's probably good friends with Jeff Sessions, and that he has a very, what would I say? Let me just give you his quote here. LePage has voiced his opposition to the bill, and the bill, what this would do is this would allow people to get access to Narcan, which is not an opioid. Narcan is an opioid antagonist, and it just binds to the opioid receptors.
It's a synthetic drug. It counteracts it very rapidly.
Yes, this is an emergency thing, right? He says that Narcan only perpetuates the cycle of addiction. And I know we've run out of time here for me to rant, but, you know, come on, guys. Let's save some lives here. I mean, honestly, you just want people to die?
Yeah. Maine is one of the four states where people cannot get naloxone at a local drugstore without a prescription. Again, this is a life-saving intervention. I'm not a big fan of the opioids or naloxone, but I'd rather have you have access to it and not die and then get on CBD.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we made it to segment four, and I don't know what that means, except that we're almost to hour two. Am I counting down the hits? It was interesting this morning, Superdome, we were talking on the break about having to get up early to do that other radio show, which was also a video, not just radio. And it went fast. I have to say, remember one of our taglines was the fastest 2 hours of health on radio or something like that. It was the fastest hour I remember in a long time.
We were talking there a lot. 2 hours of healing information on radio.
There you go. But I have to say, I think that it's an indication of the excitement of the neurological degradation topic. Now, I'm not excited that people have it. But in being able to bring awareness to what it really is, what it's really caused by, how to really prevent it, how to really reverse it, it's very exciting. And, you know, the focal point on that in this year, I'm just thinking out loud as a, and I did that because before we went there, I said I was talking out loud. It's silly. But I'm actually getting it right now. I was thinking out loud about that, how it genuinely has me excited, right? We've got, not that I've never talked about it, but it was just the focus on it this year. It just felt so right, and I'm getting all this confirmation and validation. I wonder if, you know, something's going to show up in the mail that'll get me even more excited. But not if I lived in Rocky River. Where's Rocky River? In Ohio.
In Ohio.
Apparently, yeah, if you're listening in Rocky River, Ohio, be on alert. Your mail is probably going to be delayed. Not because it's like the cold, right? Because the mailmen, they can get through. What was the statement about through sleet, through snow, through, you know, all of the weather, we're still going to deliver the mail?
Yeah, apparently they didn't take this into consideration.
No, apparently they didn't include a rafter of wild turkeys in the mix there. Yes, that's right. Wild turkeys are stopping the mail delivery in Rocky River, Ohio. Ooh, that scared me. I think I would run if I heard that. Now, I didn't know wild turkeys were aggressive. In the old neighborhood I lived in, we actually had wild turkeys that would kind of trudge through the neighborhood. They never chased anybody that I was aware of. They left me alone. Of course, I didn't chase them either. But apparently, they're a special brood of aggressive wild turkeys.
and they're interfering with the mailmen there. I'm just thinking, what kind of mailmen are running from turkeys? I mean, I thought they're trained to be able to do this. Am I asking too much of my mailman? If, you know, there are wild turkeys, there are turkey vultures where I am. We got hawks. We got, you know, all blue herons. We got these I forget what they're called. They go in and aerate our grass. Nobody, it hasn't stopped any of the mail yet.
Well, you know, look, if I were a mail carrier, usually you hear about dogs, right? Dogs don't like the mailman. The dogs
That's
are the ones
true,
that
right?
bark, you know. And so I don't know. I guess if I saw a turkey, I've never had any experience with wild turkeys before, so I don't know. But, you know, look, have you ever gone to, like, the lake to feed the ducks and the geese, like, bread and stuff before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can be pretty aggressive.
I'll tell you what. I have been attacked by geese before, and they are pretty dang aggressive. So I can imagine, you know, turkeys, they're pretty big, and they probably could do some damage. And so, yeah, you know, who wants to be chased and attacked by a giant wild turkey? Not me. I've never heard of this before. Mailmen being attacked by turkeys?
I'm just thinking of what can we do to help the mailmen there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, why are they afraid? Are they really that dangerous, or is it that the CDC made a pronouncement in this particular area of Ohio that there's a wild turkey flu going around? Because that, you know, that could freak out some mailmen. But, you know, what could we do? Could we send them, like, you know, a carving knife from you know, with a sharpener. And if they just do that as the turkeys
violent,
approach.
That's
no,
violent.
I'm not saying to use it. I'm just saying it's like a threat of violence. Like, if they know I've got this carving knife, they'll leave me alone. They're like, dude, we don't want to be a wild turkey Thanksgiving dinner for this mailman. I'm just thinking, or maybe they could spray them with orange TKO. It wouldn't be lethal, but they might not like the citrus smell. I don't know. Just thinking about our fellow mailmen and women. Perhaps, too. What to give them?
I don't know. I think the local supermarket is going to have a sale on turkey soon. They're probably just going to take matters into their own hands because...
either that or it's hunting season. They could put out a sign, and the mailmen are packing at that point.
Wild turkeys. Watch out for the wild turkeys.
The one thing that can stop the mail, wild turkeys. And it's not just the kind that you drink, apparently, because that could stop the mail, too. That could be troublesome as they run over the mailbox if they're drinking that stuff. Folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast dealing. We'll be serious eventually. Yeah. We got water on tap. No pun intended, of course. And we're going to get off our asses with Dr. Daryl Joffrey. His new book is released today, and we're the first one to get an interview with him because the power to heal is yours and ours. And
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.